By the way, Miranda Lambert, a co-star of sorts in the big video that dropped yesterday for Ella Langley.
Drinking Jack all by myself.
Choosing Texas.
Just choosing Texas, I can tell.
Yeah, Miranda's in it, Caitlin Butts, Riley Green, and they filmed the thing with our great friends at the Stagecoach Ballroom.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, Miranda wrote that song with Ella.
Very, very cool. Mm-hmm. Texas historic landmark. Good friends over there. Great folks at the Stagecoach. Well done, kids. See, things you didn't know you needed to know. By gosh, it's another morning full of fun facts. Yes, because just when you think you know it all, think again. Thoughts for your Thursday, like April Fool's yesterday. Of course, it's a big retail bit now. Like, your brand has to do an April Fool's. So you had chicken sauce-flavored Coke from the Coke people. Keebler came out with cookie toothpaste. A hydrating mask from the down their areas from Dude Wipes. ABC, they said that Miss Piggy was going to be the next Bachelorette.
Oh.
I kind of like that one, actually.
Well, what does Kermit think about all this?
Oh, boy, would that be a fun phone call. We'd get them back on the show. I like Claussen because they made fun of the protein kick that's going right now, launching protein pickles. And I don't know. I think it's most definitely an April Fool's, but man, they really should at the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo come out with adult mutton busting. Oh my gosh. That's maybe a joke, but that is a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I fell for one that I thought, I really did. It didn't cross my mind. I thought Jack Ingram was retiring. But no.
April Fool's!
He's got jokes.
Hit me in the feels right there. Okay.
So, you know, fun fact. It's never fun.
Facts?
The toilet doesn't work.
Oh, yeah.
So what does the girl do when it breaks?
Oh.
Call the supervisor, who happens to be on Earth. And you're not. This is the plight of one Christina Koch, who was aboard the Artemis II and reported the issue a few hours after liftoff. Excuse me. This is not operating as intended.
That's not right.
But don't worry. Norm Knight from NASA.
No, I'm.
He's in charge. Says it's a controller issue.
I like the guy's name is Norm.
I do, too.
That's perfect.
That's why he's in the story. The toilet fan is clogged. They are currently researching solutions. It can still be used for one human process.
Okay.
Not the other.
That's fun.
Use your imaginations, kids. That's all I got.
Well, I mean, part of the mission was to have this toilet available.
Yeah, let's get it right.
So you could finally boldly go where no one has ever gotten before. That's a fun fact. Here's a fun fact. Turns out, if you are stranded on a beach and you write SOS in the sand, it kind of works. So flash floods in Oahu left a couple stranded overnight. And it cut up their only road, and they had access. They have a private part of the beach. They were smart enough, went out there, wrote SOS. Helicopter doing storm assessment, saw them, brought them to safety. So it worked right out there. And this follows on the heels of a list that's going around about things we thought were going to be huge as kids. And it turned out in life we rarely encounter them at all.
Yeah.
That would be number one on the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh.
I haven't heard anything about the Bermuda Triangle in quite some time.
Yeah. What happened there?
Number two, I take offense to it. Stop, drop, and roll.
Okay.
Evidently, we were told we were going to be on fire as kids.
Yeah,
a lot more than we turned out having to be on fire as adults.
Time, yeah.
Number three, ninjas. We haven't. I've never. But that maybe is the point. You don't see them. Four, parallelograms. Five, having the police commandeer your car. I did think that when I was starting to drive.
Like someday. What do? I got to give it to him.
And then dinosaur relevance. Yeah, well, that never quite panned out. But quicksand?
Yeah. Come on.
Fear it. Fear that.
Daisy Duke. She knows. Okay?
There you go.
Trust me on this. Now, here
Duke
is a
boys.
Stunning revelation. The Temu version of anything is not as good as the original. Especially when it comes to chocolate. Okay, this is like the third rail of trying to cut corners. Brad Reese Yeah, that's the grandson of the founder of Reese's. Well, he went viral last year.
Oh, yeah.
When they made changes to the peanut butter cups. So Hershey's is getting their act together. They're doing an about face and reverting to the classic milk and dark chocolate recipes.
There you go.
They're also putting Kit Kats back to normal. Now, apparently these were only the teeny tiny Reese's
Easter
eggs. That's
what they say, but they also weren't forthcoming until, like, Bob Reese's chimed up last year.
Yeah, for crying out loud. I mean,
they were trying to sneak one past the gullet.
Yeah, between Norm and Brad Reese.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they've got it all figured out.
Still like, now they're going to tell me it's not real butter in their butter cups. Come on. Stop it. Speaking of businesses, there's one startup that wants to deliver on-demand sunlight. It's called Reflect Orbital, and they're asking approval to launch space mirrors. That's a real sentence. They can bounce sunlight back to Earth after dark. If you're a subscriber, all you need to do is open up their app, you drop a pin and location, and the sunlight will arrive in your location in 30 seconds. There's no way this goes wrong.
Come on.
No, that's real. And then finally, an update to a very strange story that we don't have to add anything to. This is the professional cornhole player in Maryland who shot the dude, allegedly, that was riding with him in the car. Dayton Weber, 27. He's the quadruple amputee professional cornhole player. Well, the judge has withheld bond.
Oh, so he's not going anywhere.
Uh-uh. Well, I mean, okay, now you made the joke there. Okay, that's... I'm offended. No, they think it could be armed and dangerous.